Glenn, I am so excited to introduce my dear friend and also business person in the industry, Ellen Taylor. Her roots are deeply planted in standard breds and harness racing, with a grandfather and both parents having held trainers and driver's licenses. Growing up, she was heavily involved in the family training and breeding operations, serving as a caretaker, night watchman, and assisting with admin responsibilities. In addition, Ellen has been involved with the charitable Harness Horse Youth Foundation since she was 16 years old and has served as the executive director for the past 29 years. Hello, Miss Ellen. How are you?
Good morning, Chrissy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So Glenn and Jen and all listeners, I met Ellen through the American Youth Horse Council. We both sat on the board of directors back when I worked for the Arabian Horse Association. And she, of course, worked for HHYF. And we got to know each other really well that way. And we've done, you know, many different fun and work things in the meantime. So join boards
yes,
and you meet cool friends. That's right. So, Ellen, where are you calling us in from today? Are you at your home, and can you tell people where that is?
I am calling in from Anderson, Indiana, which is my home now. Just got back last week from the summer travels, of which we stay out on the road about between 30 and 45 days every summer doing our programs.
Yes, and your programs are amazing. So let's start at the beginning, a very good place to start. Go ahead and explain HHYF, what it is and how it all came to be for those listeners that might not know.
HHYF began in 1976, believe it or not, because harness racing had a lot of family involvement, but we were looking for new blood, if you will, and felt like if we had a youth program to go along with the racing program, it would make our sport even better. The organization is a not-for-profit charity, and we do summer programs, offer scholarships, printed material. We're kind of a resource. We want to be the leading racehorse reading resource for any kind of information related.
And I'll tell you, that's exactly what's happening, because you're going to get to come to our all-discipline, all-breed conference. And I'm so excited it's finally working out, and bring some of your horses and carts. And she's actually going to do a video for us on safety of hitching up that we're then going to share on our YouTube channel. So it's definitely, you know, a lot of outreach, not just for the driving community, but for the horse community as a whole. So I love that. Now, tell me about the kids that come to your camps. I know I want my boys to do it. I'm really excited. Hopefully in the future we'll get that to happen. But do they already know a lot about horses? What is their background when they come in?
Generally speaking, some do, some don't. We do get a lot of the typical riding horse lesson young girls. But we also get the boys who play football who like the competitiveness of racing. And then we also get the kid who has no exposure to horses, and this is the only time they get to have hands-on with any kind of an equine species at all. They didn't even know harness racing existed, so it's a double win in my opinion, because we're fulfilling that innate desire to be with horses and teaching them about the sport.
Absolutely. It's right up with your what your mission is when you find kids like that. So how do you guys, what type of horses do you have? How many do you have? How does that all work?
We have done all different kinds of programming in the past 40 years. But in 1999, I was asked to write the curriculum for a new program, of which it was in cooperation with Harness Tracks of America at that time. The program was developed to teach in an extended version, a camp, if you will, all about the various aspects of racing and the career opportunities, and plus the care of a racehorse. That being said, in the beginning, we relied on horses at each location. And I quickly realized that that was not the safest nor the most effective way to teach kids. So I happen to live in Indiana, and there is a breed of horse that is very popular here called the trotting bred, and it is a small version of a racehorse. A lot of people call them ponies, but it is indeed a horse breed. And having been 5 feet tall my whole life and knowing how intimidating it is to try to check up a horse that's 17 hands or 16 hands, I decided these would be ideal for the teaching purposes of this program. So in 2001, we started to purchase our own horses, we travel with between 5 and 7. I call them my angels because they are the teachers. We're merely the conduits for the information. And they come in a variety of colors, a variety of personalities, and a variety of abilities. Some of them are good racehorses. Some of them aren't so good racehorses. But they all teach the kids. And that's what we use in the program to do all the barn work. We start at the bottom cleaning stalls, washing water buckets, and we progress through the various days of the camp into harnessing, hitching, and the finer points of how harness racing really works.
So I have a question. Do they trot and pace?
Yes, they do. So that's a misnomer. Good catch, Chrissy. Good catch. I happen to have 4 pacers at this time and 1 trotter, but the trotting bred was misnamed way back when.
And do you want to explain trotting and pacing to those that might not know?
Trotting is just like a normal horse that would trot. It's a natural gait, left, front, right, rear, move forward together, and then on the opposite side. Pacing is a lateral gait. Nickname is called a side wheeler because they move from side to side. The left front and the left rear move forward, and then the right front and the right rear, kind of like a locomotive.
So that's awesome, the difference to watch.
Between a trotter and a pacer.
Yeah, yes. It's awesome to watch.
More fun to drive.
Oh, I better get to do it at conference. I never get to have any fun. They make me work all the time. Maybe on Sunday when we're shooting the video, you'll let me do it.
You're going to love it. You'll never go back to that riding thing again.
You don't think so, huh, Glenn?
I have a feeling Chrissy may tap those lines and go a little faster than Miss Ellen likes.
Yeah, she is a speed demon. So I think
you're
probably right.
I'll do whatever Ellen wants. Whatever you want, ma'am, I will do. You are the teacher. I am merely the student. So having been with HHYF now for 29 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of change. What are you excited about for the future? What keeps you going?
What keeps me going is that there's always new resources to be developed. We can, and we have just, with our involvement with CHA, I'm most excited to do some outreach programs because I think that all horse venues need to work together instead of separately doing, I'm doing this over here and they're doing that over there and then over here we're doing this. So it's so exciting to me to be able to unify in some way and spread the good word about harness racing at the same time. Plus, kids just make me laugh. Every summer, there's 2 or 3 kids that just touch my heart. And I know that the next time they drive by a racetrack, whether it's 10 years from now or tomorrow, they're going to say, hey, I had a good time at that event. That's an interesting thing. Or let's stop in and maybe just watch some races. That's what keeps me going personally.
And you have so many different opportunities for the young people that are entering the horse racing business, because I know some of them do from your programs enter and actually become all the different aspects of the industry. So what are some of those programs and how do you help those?
Well, please don't underestimate our scholarship program, because we have in the past 40 years given out almost $750,000 worth of scholarship money. And
awesome.
We're pretty much a grassroots organization. I'm very proud of that. So I consider those people our graduates too. And we have some very successful equine vets and racetrack managers like Patty Hogan and Chris Mackerling that are scholarship recipients. Plus the fact that we have some very exciting young talent that's coming up. Montrell Teague is the driver of the co-fastest harness horse of all time. As of 2 weeks ago, he's a graduate of the program. We've got kids and I call them kids, they're young men and women, at all different racetracks. I bet there's a graduate at most every racetrack in North America, because we have been as far as Calgary and to Ontario and then across the United States with our programs. Plus the fact that we have prior to the program with the horses that we travel with, we had camps way back in the 70s and 80s. And that those graduates included Tony Alagna, Grand Circuit trainer of today. Also Dave Brower, who is the Meadowlands TV host. We've got a variety of different people, but it's not just about horses, because we also have Dan Daly, a Florida state representative. We have Molly D'Agostino, aspiring artist in music. She's very talented, and I think this kid is going to go very far. It's really great to just know that they had the Harness Horse Youth Foundation experience in their toolbox.
Well, I want to,
as they go on to succeed in other ways.
I want to add in here too, we just talked about Lexington, Kentucky. If you're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky and want to experience harness racing for the first time, I remember probably 25 years ago, we made our first pilgrimage to Lexington, and I was really just a horse husband then, didn't really care a whole lot about anything horsey. And we went to the Red Mile while they were having harness racing, and that is the coolest experience you're ever going to have. If you're going to start out and want to watch your first races, the Red Mile in Lexington, first of all, it's just a neat old-fashioned track. They make it a party, and it is a blast to do for your first time.
Well, it's interesting that you would mention that, because on September 15th, the Harness Horse Youth Foundation is going to be a part of their festival for the Kentucky Sire Stakes. So they're going to have a parade of breeds and a whole horse venue tent, and HHYF is lucky enough to be a part of that.
Well, if you're going to be in Lexington, definitely catch that. They race on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at 7 o'clock at the Red Mile, and I think we'd all agree, Red Mile, it gives you goosebumps because it's so old school, and it just feels like a party. They have, you know, they have bands going on, they have barbecues, they make it a party. They make it a lot of fun. Yeah, it's worth seeing.
I got to do it one time, and I loved it, too. I thought it was awesome. So are you going to be there at that one, Ellen, in September, yourself?
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm planning to be. Yes.
Nice. So for the people that are listening,
and
how
can they help? And one of the HHYF horses, too.
Oh, really? Good.
Yes.
So your trotting breds will be there. They get around.
Yes, I believe it's going to be Roy. I believe our fan favorite, Roy. We call him Mr. Fabulous.
So who's coming to our conference in New York?
That's going to be a secret, Miss Christie.
Oh,
I can't announce
fine.
That yet.
Okay.
I haven't made my final decision.
I love them all, so it does not matter to me.
It probably will be Homer. That's my guess at this moment.
He'll be the superstar. It'll end up being on YouTube. I love it. So,
and understand, too, that this program cannot exist without our sponsors and our wonderful support and our partnerships. That is just the whole spoke in the wheel that makes it turn.
And that was what I was going to ask next, Ellen. For those that are listening that want to get more involved and want to help, what are the different opportunities out there for them to help and be involved? Can they be a part of these camps in any way? Do you need any help? Where are you with all of that?
Well, it is the Harness Horse Youth Foundation, but I have never met anyone that I have turned down because of age. At some of the camps, they want to give me a little grief about not allowing adult camps. Well, adults are always welcome as long as you act like a kid, because we aim to have fun.
Well, Christy and I are okay then. We can go.
So we'll be fine.
Yeah, we're going to go.
That's exactly right. You got it. I've always thought that you guys would make a big addition.
I know.
But
I already
that
have.
That being said, go ahead, what?
No, I was going to say, we already have Jen commenting that she wants to come to our conference now so that she can drive. I said, well, then come on. Let's do this thing. Let's do it.
Yes. To get more involved, HHYF.org kind of explains what a little bit more about the programs and how we do it. But that being said, if you just want to reach out to me through the website or through any social media account, because we have a Harness Horse Youth Foundation Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account, I will be happy to get back in touch with anybody to get more involved, either in HHYF itself or if they just have questions about harness racing, too.
good, because I'll tell you, there's a lot to this organization. It's been around for a long time, primarily because, like Ellen said, of her passion for it, but also all the board members, all the volunteers, all the sponsors, everyone that just believes in its mission. So, Ellen, thank you so much for being on today. Go ahead and give out that website address one more time so that people can find you.
HHYF, as in Frank, .org. And we are really looking forward to seeing you in October, Christy.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it, too. So see you in just, I can't even believe it, a couple of months.
Thanks, Ellen.
Yes, all right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You think they'd let us race?
I don't know, but that'd be super fun.
I think that'd be super fun, too.
Yeah, I don't care if I get a trotter or a pacer. It'd be fun to try both, though, just to see the difference.
Yeah, it is a difference. You know, my first pony did everything. And my first pony actually was a county fair racing pony. And so that pony could just do everything. And it is a different experience in the cart when they start pacing. So it's interesting. It is interesting to experience both.
It'd be fun to do it back to back, because then you have that instant, you know, oh, I see the
difference. Oh, I did many times where it went one to the other, one to the other,
oh,
one to
the other. So cool.
So it was, yeah. Unintentionally, by the way. So